You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to Humanitarian Radio. My name is Tony St. Tone and that is Janie Beauclair to the left of me. Hi, Janie. How are you doing today?
Hello, Tony. I am just awesome. How is your day going?
My day is going great. So listen, we have a lot to talk about today. The first thing that we want to talk about, which is in the news quite a bit, is the Ice Bucket Challenge and how it's helping a charity.
It has been on TV every single day this past like 10 days and started out with all these different celebrities throwing buckets of ice on their head. Do you know why that is? What that's about?
Why they're throwing buckets of ice?
Yeah.
Well, from what I understand, and I know that there's others that understand this challenge, is there is a disease called ALS, which was also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, and it affects the nervous system and basically paralyzes you, from what I understand.
Right.
And there was a wife of a husband who is a former baseball player?
I believe, yes.
Yes. Who put together this idea and this challenge.
But the challenge was really interesting. She said, if you don't donate to ALS, then throw a cold bucket of ice on your head.
Ice water, right.
And everybody starts throwing ice on their head. And it's like, my first thought was, no. That you want to donate, not throw the ice on your head. But it actually turned into a really positive way to let people know about ALS and raised a ton of money pretty quickly.
Well, actually raised a phenomenal amount of money very quickly. It has raised $4 million to date, which is nearly $3 million more than last year at the same time period. And also, what we found out is that there is 1.2 million unique videos out there of people throwing a bucket
of ice water
on their head.
Justin Timberlake did it on TV a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah. Mark Zuckerman has done it, who is the founder of Facebook, and Jimmy Fallon, Conan O'Brien. So a lot of celebrities are getting involved now also. And I guess what's happening is, the interesting thing is, if I were to do it, I would call you out and I'd say, hey, Janie, I
challenge you
to throw, either make a donation.
Or throw a bucket of ice.
Or throw a bucket of ice water on your head. Or do both.
That's the way it should be.
And that's what it is. Or do both. And so a lot of these people are just, they're doing the ice bucket thing and then they're doing both. You know.
I think it's really cool they were able to raise so much money with something like this. And it just goes to show you, be creative with what your fundraiser is, and holy cow, look what you can do.
And obviously it's taken off like crazy, because you would never, ever expect that many people to be doing this. But
maybe we should also jump on that bandwagon and say, throw a bucket of water on your head if you don't donate $5 to the Mike Precise GoFundMe campaign.
There you go.
I like that.
Brilliant.
For those who don't know, Humanitarian Radio and St. Tone are leading the stampede to get some vision back for two young men, 28-year-old twin brothers, that have a disease that is literally taking their sight away from them rapidly. Today we're going to have an interview with Mike, and he's going to tell us exactly what he and his brother go through in a day, from what the disease does to them to exactly how they see and feel. And it's quite an eye-opener, and I hope that...
Literally an eye-opener, and when you hear this interview, it's really amazing, because I've known Mike, and I've been helping him with this campaign for a number of weeks, and I learned some new information about what he goes through on a daily basis. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a very short break to just listen to our sponsors, and we'll be right back with Mike Precise.
Hey, this is Janie from Artistic Journey. Start off your new year with a new marketing strategy. Whether it's for your company or your personal goals push, let Artistic Journey help you find the unique way to show off your endeavor. With over 20 years of marketing experience in big corporations and homegrown businesses and everything in between, Artistic Journey can help you pave a new product path or an event marketing path. Check out artisticjourney.com. See the wide array of marketing merchandise available for you to put your logo on for your next big event, your personal party, or your big corporation marketing push. Get into the swing of 2014 and get your business in motion with an artistic promotion.
I'm living here in state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. 'Cause I'm the ruler of this kingdom. affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
Mama said we can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes.
We choose to.
For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
So I got to tell you guys, I was talking to somebody the other day and they said to me, doesn't it scare you what's going on in the world today and with Israel and all the fighting and the terrorists and all that type of thing? And she said to me, it scares me every day when I fly, every day when I'm traveling, because you never know what to expect. And so this lady's living in fear, right? So I looked on the internet the other day just for kicks of what's the likelihood that something is going to happen to you as a result of terrorism. Okay?
You what ready? Is the likelihood? Meaning like how you personally
might be. How likely
might be.
Is it that you personally are going to be involved
affected.
In some type of, right. So there is actually a list out there in like U.S. News and World Report, literally.
Okay.
You are 17,600 times more likely to die from heart disease than you are from a terrorist attack.
Hmm.
You are 12,571 times more likely to die from cancer than from a terrorist attack. You are 11,000 times more likely to die in an airplane accident than from a plot involving a terrorist airplane. You are 1,048 times more likely to die from a car accident than from a terrorist attack. There's a list, and I got to say it goes on to...
you have a better chance of slipping in a bathtub
God,
and knocking
like,
yourself out.
like 20 more of them, which is just hysterical. And I'm thinking, how sad that some people are really, you know, really literally bothered by what's going on to a degree where it affects their everyday life and how they're living
in fear.
A scared state.
Yeah. It's pretty, I mean,
yeah,
listen,
it's
you know my thoughts about watching the news and stuff. It's like, I don't need to be that informed. And for me, in my little reality, I am not bothered by it because I don't need to know that a tree fell on a house in Oklahoma today.
Right.
Because
yeah, and I know
something within my town,
it.
Something really great has happened also. So there's a duality going on all the time. The glass is half full and the glass is half empty. You could be looking at either one of them at any given moment. And for me, I love to look at the glass half full.
And that
it's more
being
enjoyable there.
Said, we have, that was a great segue.
Thank you.
We have an awesome guest on today, and it's a good friend of ours, Mike Precise of Raw Feed Radio. Mike's been a guest on our show before. We started an effort with and for him and his brother both to do a GoFundMe campaign. And the reason we started that was because I visually have seen the decline in Mike's vision just over the last, you know, year that I've known him. And I was starting to really see the more I hung out with him, the more I would see the effects of what was going on. And it really inspired me to make an attempt to do something about it. And so we started 30 days ago a GoFundMe campaign. And what we've been doing is really letting people know he and his brother are 28 years old and they have this issue and they're losing their sight. And we, with a very minimal amount, can save their sight.
Totally. And so what we decided to do is to have a quick interview with Mike where you can learn more about what his disease is and what he goes through on a daily basis. And it's really an incredible story that you're about to hear. So let's check it out.
So, hey, Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
We're doing great, great, great. So, Mike, we wanted to bring awareness to what is going on exactly for you because a lot of people don't know the name familiarity of what you have, and so we really wanted to give you an opportunity to explain what it is and what you go through in a day.
Yeah. So, of course, hello, everybody. I'm Mike Precise. I think about 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with a disease called keratoconus. Terracone, the past years, has got a lot of popularity in the sense of the gold medalist that was in the Olympics had the keratoconus disease. It was all over the news. And the keratoconus disease is a strange disease. It's a mutation of the cornea where your cornea is a cone shape, and the prisms in your eye are all dispersed around in your cornea. So when the light retracts, you see multiple people and multiple visions. And then if the prognosis and the keratoconus keeps getting worse and worse and worse, the end result is blindness. I didn't know, for me growing up, I didn't know I had anything wrong with my eyes until about 3 years ago when I got a severe pain from, looking at lights and seeing different visuals, lots of spots in my eyes, double people. I mean, if I'm looking at somebody, I'm seeing four while people see three, still see one, And the thing with me is that keratoconus I don't call it a curse by no means, because I wouldn't have met a lot of the people that I have without it. So I would consider it a blessing in a sense. Like, I've met a lot of people, and I really believe that if I didn't have the disease, I didn't go through what I'm going through now, I would never have met the people that I have met and come close to, people that I've come close to. The day in the life of what I go through is lots of pain. Wake up in the morning, huge headaches. Every day I see spots, double vision. I squint 24 hours a day. Can't see much of the TV, can't see much of the phone, texting, typing, the thing that what's disturbing me the most is that I am a 28-year-old man and I can't do hardly anything that I want to because of the disease. This is holding me back. Driving, going to actual work, if I wanted a part-time job or something to, bring in some cash or whatever, I just can't do it because right now they got me on paper saying that I cannot work due to the fact of my eye disease. When I first found out that I had the eye disease, I never knew that there was a procedure that really fixed it. What it is it's the C3, I believe it's the C3R Holcomb, and that's the same Dr. Walkler did on the gold medalist, fixed him up, and then down the line he won the gold medal. And from what I understand, and this disease has caused people to want to commit suicide. I mean, and that's the bizarre thing. I have a twin brother as well that has this disease, and he's going through things. And opportunities come up all the time for, us to be in things or us to be able to go, to events and stuff that we just can't make it. We just can't make it due to the fact that our eyes, well, now we can't drive and we're not able to do a lot of things that a lot of people do. And seeing me, I mean, Jamie, if you look at me, you would never even know,
No, that's the thing about, that's the one thing about this disease is I look at you and I've known you for a while now, and everything that you just explained gives me even more of an understanding of what you go through on a daily basis. And I can really empathize with you, Mike, as far as having double vision. I had Lyme disease at one point, and I had double vision for 30 days, and they didn't know if it was going to correct itself or not. And what I had to do is I had to wear a patch on one eye because one eye saw everything one spot, and the other eye shifted everything everywhere else. And so I saw two of everything, and it just freaked me out. I woke up one morning. And so, for me, I can totally empathize of what you're going through, and now you're doing this on a daily basis, and it can make you really crazy,
right.
Just that alone. But now you're experiencing pain on top of it. So, I think it's fantastic that there is a cure for it, and that's what I really want to focus on, and the fact that now there is a way to help you get there. I know you've started this campaign, and this campaign is something that's going to help raise money for you to have the surgery and your brother. And the fact that there's technology out there that is available to you to have this corrected is phenomenal. Now what we need to do is get everyone's support and,
give a dollar, give $5. And you know the beauty of this is, Mike, is we're not asking people to throw a bucket of water on their head. We're saying you can just do it.
The craziest thing about it, man, is this is the, you know, at first, like when you would say, you know, I used to have double vision, Tony, I would dream of the day that I could get double vision.
Right.
I'd see triple, four, five, six, seven. And it's very... At the point when it gets to the time where you know you as a man you know and as you know as the Bible teaches it says that the man is the man of the household, he takes care of the family and provides. And when you aren't able to provide and you're living off of one source income, it gets really hard. And at points it gets really demoralizing in the sense of like you can't provide for certain people, you can't do certain things, and like I said, this procedure is a brand new procedure. At first, they want me to go to get a cornea transplant. Cornea transplant is over, you know, $100,000, and the thing is, with that comes with the assumption that you know your eyes might not be faked all the way, and on top of that, it's a very painful procedure. You know, and I can only imagine going into a procedure that might not work. You know,
exactly,
and that's a scary thing for me, man.
Now, when you say your eye is in a cone like shape, because that's really interesting. My brother talked about something like that, where his eye actually looked like the end of a football, and he was having a hard time wearing contacts. Is that what your eye is doing? Is that and so they can possibly shave that down, if you will, or somehow they just...
No, they just do a laser treatment is all they have to do. Yeah.
Okay.
Mike's going to have a series of three laser shots, basically, in each eye, each removing three issues that he's got going on. So he'll have six lasers, and then his brother the same. Six or five or something along those lines.
Wow, and from what I understand, it's a very quick procedure.
Yeah, it doesn't take long. The recovery is really rapid. They have to... learn how to see again is what the doctor's office explained to me. So they take him through a series of different contacts over a 7-day period after the surgeries. But, you know, the surgeries they're calling laser treatments.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it is relatively smooth as far as having a surgery goes, you know, because
right.
a general surgery, you're out 3 weeks with pain and suffering. And these guys are saying, no, after about 10 days, you're back to normal. You're walking free.
Right, right. And you know what's crazy is that the amount that they're asking for is really not that much, considering you're going to be able to see again and it can cure you. So if you're out there and you're listening to this, you know, take a moment, think about what was just said right now, and just reach out and give a dollar, give $5, give whatever you feel in your heart to give. You're hearing Mike explain what he goes through on a daily basis, and you can make a difference in his life and in his brother's life. And I got to tell you, for the amount of money that you would spend
buying a beer
or being at a grocery store, you know, it can go a really long way. So I hope you think about that. Mike, I want to thank you for taking the time to be on our show. And hopefully we're going to keep this campaign going until we reach it. I know we're up to...
We need about $2,500 more to get Mike to step one. In total,
okay.
We need $25,000.
Okay.
We have 20 people who have contributed about $1,400 so far.
Okay, so we're $1,400 in, and we're looking for $2,500 to get this procedure started. Like we said earlier, he is going to need three different procedures, and his brother is also going to need the same thing. And by the way, they are twin brothers, so it's interesting that they have both have the same disease, but... we're looking to make a change, man, and it's going to happen, and I'm putting that out.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, I really appreciate everybody who's, you know, helped out, you know, from Cassidy Mack to, you know, Lisa Cagle to you guys. You know, these guys, I mean, I care for everybody. You know, it's come to the point in my career, you know, and I do social media, and I've done a lot of social media for lots of different people and different, you know, hold my jaw. It's come to the point now where, you know, I'm just stuck. You know, I just can't do a lot of what I used to because my eyes aren't letting me I'll let me do it.
Right.
And like I said, I think positive all the time. You know, I think, and it comes to the point where it's like, okay, either this procedure is going to happen, or I'm going to lose my eyesight. It's just that simple.
That's the reality.
It's not a time thing. You know, I'm not too terribly sure if the keratoconus gets so bad. If it's not curable, I don't know. But I mean, I know that the rapid vision loss takes place every day. Something new. I'm losing vision every day on a scale that, you know, it's very unbearable. You know,
yeah.
To not be able to. I mean, it is, man. I'm not here to have anybody to feel sorry for me.
No, Mike, we wanted you to tell us how this is because we don't know and we need to know. Because the more that we understand exactly what's going on for you, the more everybody is going to jump on board and start helping you and pass the word around.
Well,
and if they can't help you, then there's someone who can.
The thing, if you can only imagine, if the gold medalist, I forget his name, but
Steve Holcomb.
You know, so
they named
Holcomb, right.
They named
so
that laser after him.
Surgery, but you can imagine if this guy, you know, in his 30s, 40s, and he's thinking about committing suicide, you can only imagine what the disease does to people.
He actually tried to commit suicide, and he woke up the next day and realized he had to tell his coach because he was going to tell the coach, or he wasn't going to tell the coach that he couldn't run the bobsled anymore because he couldn't see. Because he had looked for research, and he had learned also that there wasn't anything that he could do about it. So he was, you know, in the same early stages as you were when you first found out. And now look at the difference in his life, which is what we're going to do, is all make a difference in your life. And so when you have your vision back, which is going to be in a relatively short amount of time here, what do you think it's going to feel like? How is it going to change your life? And what are you most waiting to see?
I'm most waiting to see the full face of my wife. You know what I'm saying? And to see the people who supported me, to see them clearly and to be able to talk to them clearly without squinting, you know, as well as, you know, once the surgery is complete, I'm off to the races, man. I mean, I do social media and I love radio, you know, and right now it's come to the point where, you know, if I'm doing a project or something, instead of me being able to take the project wholeheartedly like I want to, I'm having to source other people to help me do that, which I have no problem doing. I love making money with everybody together, but when it comes to, you know, you being able to take a project on your own and take care of that project,
right?
And not
you
have
don't have that ability.
You know, it's a lot more. As well as I love entertainment. I want to be, you know, I want to be in these TV shows. I want to, rap on stage with, you know, you guys as I'm doing the show, but I mean, there could be time, you know, if I can't see, it's gonna be very hard to do all that,
right?
You know, it's just very, you know, this is a three to four year thing right now that I've been going through, and I finally come to the realization that yes, I'm gonna get my, you know, my surgery, but as I'm waiting to get my surgery, I also noticed too, come to the realization that I'm losing my eyesight quicker than a lot of people think. And this is the thing. People take their eyesight for granted. They really do.
Yeah, absolutely. They really do.
You know what I said is I said, just close your eyes and walk around for a minute, you know, and just quickly see how that is. Or try squinting and walking around where you barely can just make out some images and try walking. And it's amazing. And when you lose that sense, like I said, I empathize with you because I went through just a small fraction of what you went through, but it was enough to make me realize it's crazy. I remember kept saying that Foreigner song, Double Vision. I was like, you know, that Double Vision has the best of me, and I'm like, wow, I took it in a totally different meaning.
Yeah.
But listen, man, we are doing our best to get you healed and to get you healed quickly. And again, I'm putting it out there that everyone else that's listening to this right here and now is going to feel what we're talking about and just give as much as they feel that they can give to help you out. I love the fact that you are staying positive on this
I think your attitude is phenomenal considering your circumstances, and I think that is what it's going to help you pull you through. I love the fact that you don't want people to feel sorry for you. You just want to see if they can help out, and if they can feel it within their heart to help out, they will help out. I want to thank you, Mike, for being part of our show, and we look forward, man, to seeing that day of the first surgery. It's coming up. It's going to happen.
Coming soon.
Yeah, well, like I said, I appreciate you guys having me on the show, and, you know, I just keep positive, and, you know, someday soon it will happen, and then they'll see me on the big screen or any other screen that wants to, you know,
there you go.
Happy to be a part of them, you know.
There you go. So you can go to humanitarianradio.com and click on Mike's picture there. It's on the left-hand side, and make your donation right to there. Or go to the Humanitarian Radio Facebook and catch us there as well.
Gilman Amps, we create the tone in your head. Custom-built guitar and bass tube amplifiers.
Hey everybody, this is David Gilman from Gilman Amps. If you need any repairs, modifications, or restorations of your vintage or modern tube equipment, as well as custom builds, I'd love to hear from you.
For more information, check out their website, GilmanAmps.com, and Facebook, /GilmanAmps. We create the tone in your head. So listen up. If you're on the market for a graphic designer, you know, someone who can create logos, websites, etc., along with radio ads and video, well, there's no need to look any further than ST Productions. It's your one-stop shop for all your graphic, audio, and video needs. ST Productions will get it done while saving you money and having fun. So keep them in mind. ST Productions, an audio, video, graphic design service.
We always like to dedicate a song to our guests, and we always grab one from our very favorite artist, Mr. Tony St. Tone, because Tony does positive music, and what a better place to add a great song called I Ain't Giving Up than right here and right now. So, Tony, tell us about this song.
Well, you know what? It's a song about inspiration and dedication and just moving forward, persistence. And I think Mike has that within him, persistence to keep moving forward and being positive in his situation. And I think that's what's so cool about meeting someone with his
determination
and absolutely, his challenges and how he keeps moving forward. So this is I Ain't Giving Up.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. I'm giving up, too much pride. I'm giving up, side to side. I'm giving up on all your negative vibes. Seems gonna fall, but I get back up and hit more home. Meet me up, I'm in trouble, crossing the finish line. It's time to believe, it's time to achieve it for me. Spider inside, better to die on the tree. I'm giving up. I ain't giving up. Ain't giving up. I'm giving up. Too much drive. I'm giving up. The failure to try. I'm giving up. Trying to justify. You say I'm too young. Well, I've just begun. You're too old. I love that devil. Don't know. Here to figure it out. I'm down with a tribe, I'm full of desire to kill the dream. So believe me, I'm giving up, oh no. I ain't giving up, I ain't giving up. I got love, I got trust, I got faith to help me rise up. I got dreams and beliefs, pushing me to my destiny. And everything I choose, all do I want in your life. Don't you know it starts inside? Let no one else live your life. I ain't giving up, ain't giving up. Love.
not giving up. Ain't giving up. Ain't giving up. Ain't giving up on living. Ain't giving up on living. Ain't giving up on living. Ain't giving up on living.
So that is I Ain't Giving Up. That can be found at www.sainttone.com. I appreciate you guys checking that out, checking out the Facebook. It's Facebook.com/SaintTone, SaintTone. But that goes out to Mike, who has just so much persistence in moving forward and staying positive. And, you know, that goes out to you, my brother. So let's talk a little bit about Robin Williams and his effect on the world and all the charitable things that he's done. Here's a guy that started off as a stand-up comedian and then moved on to movie roles, doing drama roles, doing so much. And as far as charity events, my God, he was involved, I think, in 28 different charities.
Yeah, I was looking at the list of what he's done, and a lot of them had crossed into things that we've either worked with before or, you know, have had on our radio show before. But I was going to read off some of these because a lot are probably familiar, and some are, I was surprised to know there was such a thing.
Well, real quick, before you actually do that, I know that he started Comic Relief. I know that.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
no, I didn't
he was
know that.
The one who started. He was one of the main organizers of Comic Relief.
Wow, and that was.
And he had said, growing up in a, it was said that, you know, he grew up in a rich family, and he was grew up with a silver spoon in his mouth, and so Comic Relief did is help people across America that are homeless. And so that was one of the foundations that he had started, which I thought was really interesting because he was a guy who had everything growing up. And so he recognized those without, and that's why he started that. So I thought that was
really great.
What a beautiful
thing. What a beautiful thing. I'm not sure what this charity is about. These are, I'm assuming here, yeah, it looks like are in alphabetical order. This is called Aid Still Required, which I thought is a really clever name for a charity. Look, people, we still need help. Aid Still Required.
Nice.
American Foundation for AIDS Research, Amnesty International, Andre Agassi Foundation for Education, Augie's Quest, Bob Woodruff Foundation. I'm sure you guys know Bob Woodruff from the News Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrity Fight Night Foundation, Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation, Comic Relief, as you said, David Foster Foundation, Doctors Without Borders, Dogs Deserve Better, Dream Foundation, Elizabeth Glazer Pediatric AIDS Foundation, International Medical Corps, Keep Memory Alive, Live Strong, that's the bicycle guy. What's his name?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I can't think of his name either right now.
Love Our Children USA, Muhammad Ali Parkinson Center, which is interesting. Music Cares,
mm-hmm.
Prince's Rainforest Project, Prince's Trust, Robert Kennedy Memorial, Smile Train, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and UNICEF.
Yeah, that's amazing that he's involved in 28 different charities and foundations.
And now I got to say, think of the blow that these guys receive because all of a sudden they're not having someone such as Robin contribute to help all them. You know, it's a double blow. They lose a man that they respect and they're so grateful for, but they also lose the donation. Who picks up the slack for where Robin left off for all these 28 charities, you know?
Right, right. I mean, well, other people have to step up for that. They have to step into those shoes. I mean, you have a guy here who just brought nothing but joy to the world. It's so interesting because I was blown away when I saw the effect that he had on people and how many people actually spoke about him on their Facebook.
Right, right.
Because, you know, we've all seen different musicians and comedians and actors and stuff die and pass away. But to really see how
the magnitude
this affected people, it was like really on a global level, which really surprised me. And then it made me think about when I was first introduced to Robin Williams was on Mork and Mindy.
Right,
with
me
the
too.
Nanu Nanu in his hands, and how I used to walk around the house and mimic him constantly.
You were one of those Nanu Nanu children.
Totally. Totally. I was like, you know, I can picture Mindy it. Nut because he was just so out there. And I'm like, oh my God, this guy's like me. He's got so much energy.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of energy as a child.
I would have never guessed. I also saw that he was a USO guy from 2002 to 2013, and you certainly have had your experience with USO and traveling
yes.
around the world and entertaining troops. He went to 12 countries,
mm-hmm.
And he's got a quote here. It says, "There's nothing I enjoy more than traveling with the USO and giving back to our troops in whatever way I can." Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. He was just a fantastic guy. I noticed that somebody put together a list of top 65 quotes of his. I would imagine that that would be pretty entertaining. "You're only given one little spark of madness. You mustn't lose it."
Nice. That was him.
Let's see. "You'll have bad times, but it'll always wake you up to the good stuff you weren't paying attention to." That is Sean McGuire on Bad Times. On addiction, he says, "The truth is, if anything, I'm probably addicted to laughter." I like that one.
Yeah. Well, he definitely brought it. The one thing about him is that no matter what show you put him on, if you put him on a talk show, you knew that that talk show was just going to go up like five notches because the host would just sit back and let him just
do his thing. Be himself.
It's like, yep. This is so unscripted. I heard that when he played Aladdin, when he played the genie in Aladdin, they had to rewrite the entire script because he came in with so much energy and said so many funny things that they went, "Oh my God, we're throwing all of our lines away.
Right.
We're just keeping all of his lines.
We
okay,
suck.
We got
to
reanimate
this, guy.
This whole thing. Like,
right,
we don't know
right.
how to tell jokes. Listen to this guy."
Yeah.
And they had to rewrite the whole thing because it was just like, and that's obviously took it to a whole nother level.
Of course. Of course.
You know, you're letting this guy do freestyle and it's like, yes, do whatever you want to do because you're nailing it.
Yeah. Because we can't come even close to, you know, what you're winging off the top of your head.
Yeah. So I went to the internet, and what I found is I found a whole bunch of clips, obviously, from Robin Williams doing stand-up. And this next one is from 1987. He was over in London doing a charity event. And apparently the charity event was pretty boring until he got on stage. And we know the English can be a little stuffy sometimes. So he got on stage and he just really just took it to a whole another level. So check this out. This is Robin Williams live in London from 1987.
"Nice to be in your country. It's nice to fly over here. You flew over in a small plane. Well, actually a large plane with a man who basically talked over the loudspeaker like,
hi, this is your pilot. Just want to know there's a little static there. Don't be afraid. Before we take off, I'd just like you to know, my wife left me. I'm not feeling too good about myself. But hey, let's get this plane off the ground and see what happens, okay?"
And they always have some stewardess going, "In case of a loss of cabin pressure, there are exits here and here. So we'll be out before you." "If there's a loss in cabin pressure, this is not a small part. It's like a little hole. No, this is a big loss. It's you and Shelley Winters heading out like, ah!" And they also say, "In case of a water landing, you can use your seat cushion for a flotation device. If you make it out the door, there you are floating on your seat cushion. Two sharks go by and go, oh, isn't that nice, Tom Canapes?" There you go. And you know, it's very strange. You land at the London airport. They have the customs people there. They have the dogs that smell explosives. They smell for drugs, too. These same dogs go back into the cage at night going, "No, man, no, talk to me. Oh, my tail! It's a strange thing. And then you walk along the streets. It's nice to walk along English streets if you're an American. I stood at a bus stop. Some man walked up and went, "Fag? Excuse me? Fag? No, but I find you very attractive." Then you ask directions. "Pardon me, can you tell me where Hyde Park is?" "Thank you. Thank you very much." And then you get into a cab. And these are the nicest cab drivers in the world. You can get in and say, "All right, listen, I'm a little loaded. I got to get to Bob's house." "No problem. Here we go." "We know, but if you take the same cab in New York, it's a guy that's going,
First time in New York? You have any bags? Not now! It's a different country. We play the same sports, though. You have football, we have football. Different game. Our game is large black men breaking through a line, grabbing a tiny white man and going, make a wish. Too late now, baby. There it is. Tell me about the rabbits. Tell me about the rabbits. You have a game called rugby. Yes, a real man's game. Men with men. Aye there, Jim. Good game. Aye. There it is. You don't play with pads. No, not at all. There you are. You're heading another man's armpit going, good game, Bill. Aye. And then you say, excuse me, playing without pads, has that affected your mental ability?
It is not affecting my mental ability at all. Let me show you around the field now. If you...
And then we have baseball. You have cricket, which is like baseball on Valium. Yes. A different game. A much more different game. We have a pitcher. You have a man called a bowler. A man who walks like this for a long time. Now, if you did that in American baseball, there'd be a guy at home plate going, I ain't hitting that ball. I ain't touching it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, baby. It's a wild thing, baby. I ain't touching anything near that. For a brief digression, isn't it interesting in the 80s, you meet someone you like, you say, gosh, Helen, I really care about you. Can I have some blood and urine? And you think eventually, do you think sex will eventually be?
Helen, I'm in the airlock now.
Fine, Harry, leave the sperm in the tray. I'll get it tomorrow. I've watched the television. We have similar shows. You have a lot of animal shows in the morning. The male frog will attempt to mount the female.
Great, I like that.
Then you have morning TV shows. It's our guests today are sooty, some male lesbians, and we'll show you how to circumcise yourself with a water pick. Thank you. And we have Dr. Ruth. Dr. Ruth, a little tiny Jewish lady. This is fabulous. There she is. She's talking about oral sex, and you know she doesn't even eat pork. This is a warning sign. Maybe. Warning number one. Then you move along. You basically wing. We have religion, you have religion. Yours is a little different. Yours is the Church of England. It's Catholic light. Same rituals, half the guilt. You know what I'm saying? Incredible thing. You have sermons like, basically, we believe that heaven is a timeshare and purgatory is spiritual escrow. And we have, basically, the Church of the Unending Dollar. Yes, come on home, Mama. Take anything you need. If you believe, come on forward. You know, because there is no such word as audit in the Bible. Yes, indeed. Yeah, there's Jim and Tammy. Jim and Tammy. And if this man is such an amazing healer, why can't he make her hair go down? And he's up there, and people look at Jim and say, Jim, why have you sinned? Look at Tammy, you have a big clue. Yes, it's there. We also have a man named Oral Roberts. Oral Roberts is a man who said that God will take me away unless I get $8 million. Makes you think that God's a large man named Vinny going, where's my damn money? I need my money by tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? But as much money as they make, there's the Pope in the Vatican going, shh, don't tell them. Vatican Express, don't leave Rome without it. You know? The wild thing. It's amazing. There you see it all. And then the Pope. The Pope has basically four moves. He's got this, this, and kiss the ring, and one more, lift the baby. Okay. Why can't he get some choreography? When I came to America, I want to have a choreographer go, okay, John Paul, work with me. All right, let's just walk out there. Move out there. Go Father, Son, Holy Ghost. All right. Say it. Yeah, kiss the ring. Move the mitre, yeah. And people in the Deep South see a Polish Pope and go,
hey, why can't we have one? He's got a name, Pope John Paul. People in the South have names like Pope Joe Jeff Jean John.
You could have a Pope from the Deep South. It'd be Pope John Joe Jeff.
Here he goes, and Cardinal Bubba. Come on down.
Here it is. Someone tries to shoot at him. Drop it. I'm the Pope. I'll nail you. Come on, put it down.
There it is.
And it'll be a whole different communion. Instead of wine and wafers, you'd have Jack Daniels and beer nuts.
Yes, indeed.
And if you don't see Jesus then, you never will. He'll be walking with you. Yes, indeed. Come on out there. And we have difference in America, too, because basically we're heavily armed. You know that. We're born with guns. It's that way. Basically, everyone, you come home, honey, I'm home. Drop it, Dad.
Easy, son.
This also makes our police overreact a touch. It's like,
stop or I'll shoot.
In England, it's slightly different. There you are. You basically, if you commit a crime, the policeman goes, stop! Or I'll say, stop again. Down there, you know. And then I looked at some of your governmental bodies. I went to visit the House of Lords. There's an exciting group of young men. Yes. It's an amnesia telethon. It's basically there. They're out there. It's amazing. It's basically like narcolepsy. You see them, my lord, my lord, my lord. My lord, my sweet lord. My, where am I? And we have in America, instead of the House of Lords, we have the House of Liars. We have Mr. Casey. We have Mr. McFarlane, Mr. North. There was Mr. North up there just going, look, he had that look on his face like, what are you going to do? Now, Mr. North, would you answer the question? Just a moment, counsel. No? And the whole time, there's Ron going, I know nothing. Easy.
Well, Pinocchio, you'll be a real man real soon.
Can't you see? Don't you see when he looks? Doesn't he look like sometimes people are talking in his ear going,
move your arm. Move your arm.
I want you to know the budget's balanced. Oh, wake up! Sometimes I don't even think he's there. I think he was Disney's last wish. It was like, make a president. Because he moves almost like an exhibit, like, well, I... Well, I would while away the hours. Someday he's gonna break down. He'll be up there speaking and go, I just want... Don't you think? And there's another horrible fantasy, I think. Sometimes you look at him and you think, my God, he's not even speaking anymore. Nancy's dubbing him. You notice he doesn't speak while she's drinking water? Check it out.
Yeah, that was Robin Williams, man. That was awesome.
I love that guy. I got to say, he has to go down as one of the funniest guys ever known to man at this point in the world's history, I would imagine.
Well, the fact that he would ad-lib so much and just things would come off the top of his head and he would have a conversation with himself in 10 different voices.
Imagine when he was young that people at school probably thought he was crazy. Teachers probably had conferences with his parents regularly. You know, well, they're like, ma'am, your son is a little off.
Well, yeah, God. Apparently, he did that to get his mother's attention.
Oh, is that right?
His mother used to work a lot, and that's what he was trying to do.
That was his way.
That was his way. He was a single child.
Okay.
So, you know, being a lonely child, he said he made up a lot of characters just to entertain himself.
He said he used
to walk around in this big mansion just bored, so he would entertain himself.
Make up his own friends.
Yeah.
Well, good for him, man.
Boy, he made a lot of friends.
He did, and you know, look what those friends did for him. So let that be a lesson to all those naysayers early on when they thought this kid was cracked.
Yeah. Well, he
so,
was.
So listen, speaking of doing funny things and saying funny things, there is a certain call out there that I just saw on the internet the other day looking for people to do a video for a song called Cranky Pants.
Cranky Pants, that is correct. Yes, let's talk about
that. Tell us about that, would you?
All right, so I wrote this song called Cranky Pants. And, you know, we're going to play it too because that'll be fun. And actually, Mike Precise is rapping on the first verse of this song.
Yep.
And we also have a guest appearance from Blue Nile, another rap artist here in Los Angeles. Janie Beauclair, she makes an appearance, obviously, on the song as well as the rest of the band. But she gives her, what's up? and you'll hear that, what's up? In there. So it's really good. But anyway, the whole point of this is if you're on social media and you are on my website, I'm putting a challenge out there to people to be part of my video. Either you can sing along to the words that are available on the website, sainttone.com, on the front page, or you can just do a dance. And I put together a little snippet video of some kids from the internet, just little babies dancing, like, you know, 2 or 3 year olds dancing. And it's really funny
it's
just
hysterical.
To watch.
I mean, those little children have got like nothing holding them back.
Yeah.
And they're like from like 2 to 6 years old and just having a ball. And I think that's great. And listen, if you ever wanted to be part of a viral video, this is honestly your chance. How fun to be part of a viral video about the positive side of not being cranky. Tell us what the song's about.
Well, you know, it's the whole point is when you have people around you that are cranky, you know, either they underfed or, you know, they haven't gotten enough sleep, they haven't gotten enough to eat. Maybe it's first thing in the morning. Maybe it's right when they get home from work. But either way, they're cranky.
Could be your grandmother, your mother, your sister, your brother, your child, be your little kid, your niece, yeah. your neighbor.
You could send this song, and once the video is done, you could send the video over to them, and it basically says, "What's up with your cranky pants? You need to change CP if you want to hang with me." CP, cranky pants. You need to change them if you want to hang out because you're just
so
no fun to be around.
Song. A song that you're getting ready to launch off your new 21 CD.
Yeah, yeah. And what we did is just recently we put together a 21 song CD of
fan favorites,
and it spans over the last 30 years or so, and it has songs taken from the past 15 CDs that I had out, but also it has two
bunch
new
of new
tracks.
Ones.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Cranky Pants is one. Another one is Why Live a Lie, which I'll be putting out with a video within the next couple of months or so. But right now we're talking about Cranky Pants, and before we go any further, you know what I want to do is I just want to play the song.
Oh, great idea.
So you guys get a feel for it.
Listen again, for Mike. You'll hear Mike.
Mike Precise is right in there, too. He's doing the first rap in this song. So check it out. It's Cranky Pants.
What's up with your cranky pants? 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 Better change the CP, you wanna hang with me? I said, what's up with your cranky pants? Got a big black cloud hanging over your head. We're living stack of sleep, you best go back to bed. Shift your attitude, cause you're acting rude. Your funky bad mood needs to change real soon. Cause all you ever do is bitch and moan to me. With your best new friend and misery. It's time to shut her up, lock her up, and throw away the key. What's up with your cranky pants? 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 Better change CD, you wanna hang with me? I said, what's up with your cranky pants?
Up and down, mood swinging around. I'm known to bring sounds to shake the rubble the ground. You know what I found playing this game called life? You have to separate real from the fake, run through the strife. Heard it all before. Please don't kill my vibe. You have to admit you're walking, the party dies. You have to admit you're walking, the party dies. You have to admit you're walking, the party dies. I'm a simple and wise guy with passion in my eyes. I'm here to lift spirits till we all reach the sky. I can't recognize why you look so mad. So what, we all have haters. Be grateful, be glad.
Call the doctor, she gets a man. Cause your funk is killing me. When you're down, infection spreads like a disease. Can make it hard to breathe. What's up with your cranky pants? What's up with your cranky pants? What's up with your cranky pants?
Tripping, clucking like a chicken. Whining, sad about everything that's missing. Step up your position. Vibes, you're killing. Hating's forbidden, you should learn from the children. There's a spark that's missing. Let me light it up, let me turn your ignition. Yow! Start it up Vision when you're 80, feeling like a schmuck. Reflecting, ready to self-destruct. Wasted all your life. Complain about what, now alone? With the fiber in your cup, pushed everyone away. Scared every day, midnight black hair that you turned all gray. DK, and your fears and your hate, no way. Paint a life like Monet.
CP, you better change some jeans. CP, you better change some jeans. CP, you better change some jeans. If you wanna hang with me, you can't be so cranky. CP, you better change some jeans. CP, you better change some jeans. CP, you better change some jeans. If you wanna hang with me, you can't be so cranky. Cranky, 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 cranky. What's up with your cranky pants?
What's up?
What's up with your cranky pants?
So, Tony, great song. A lot of fun. We've gotten a lot of really great comments about that already. And I got to say, we've been playing that song out for a couple months now and rehearsing it for our upcoming shows. And we get such great response from our audiences dancing in front of us. So, you know, they give us this, what we call a pseudo cranky pants dance, which is what started that whole do a video and getting kids dancing and that type of thing. Very entertaining. Great song. A lot of fun. Hope people will jump on the bandwagon there and you know, have some fun with us
and have some fun and just make a video of yourself, and it's real easy. You don't need to give me an entire minute or 30 seconds. It could be just like a 5 second
yeah,
or
whatever
or
you want
2 second clip, because what I'm going to do is I'm making a whole collage of dancers and singers and people that are just singing along
to the
song.
It'll be like watching Funniest Home Videos or something.
Yeah
So listen, talk about having some fun. Those of you who are planning fall fundraisers and not sure what to do, you should definitely start planning now if you're looking at doing something around Halloween time. Whether you celebrate Halloween or not, there are some really cool pumpkin things you can do. And one of the things that people suggest doing is definitely a pumpkin carving competition, pumpkin pie making competitions, where basically you charge people $5, you set up a couple tables in your backyard, or you set them up in a church hall or a Rotary Club or a Lions Club, or, you know, a lot of those places will donate their space to you for you to be able to have a fundraiser. But anyway, you set up a bunch of pumpkins, you charge people $5 entry per to come in and be a pumpkin carver, and then you get a variety of judges, but have your judges all be kids under 10. Or if it's a, you know, if you're doing a sophisticated division, you can break it into pieces where you have small kids judging, you have teenagers judging and that type of thing. And you get the local schools involved, your elementary, middle, and high schools. And they're just coming back into season. So you go to your school and you ask them, hey, can you put some of these flyers around? We're doing a fundraiser and this is what it's about. And, you know, schools will work with you when you involve children. So it's a really cool thing to do for your fall fundraiser. And don't forget, you can always have a Halloween costume party or simply a costume party. And we've gone to quite a few fundraising costume parties in the Hollywood area over the last few years of being out here. And they're a lot of fun.
I tell you, the one we did last year was a lot of fun. Was that on Halloween night?
Yes.
In Hollywood?
Yeah.
There? Yeah, yep. That was a blast. Just seeing all the crazy costumes up and down the street. And I know it seems early that we're pushing a holiday, but apparently, you know, when you want to start organizing these things, you have to start thinking about it a month to 2 months in advance.
Well, you're
going to
start doing your advertisements now. You're going to start putting in your free spot in the newspaper, whether it's online or physically in the newspaper, you know, watch for, save the date, coming soon, that type of thing, and start letting people know, hey, we're going to be doing something you're going to want to be a part of.
Yes, exactly. So that is all the time we have for today. I want to thank our guest, Mike Precise, for coming on and just giving us a little more insight on what he's all about. I really hope that you take the time to visit his website and to donate to his cause. It's a worthy cause. He's a great guy. He's very upbeat and positive, and I just would love to see him be able to get his sight back and relieve the pain.
We're
going to
make that happen.
From.
We just love you to join on board and help with us.
Yeah. Do something great today. Make yourself proud.
Follow humanitarianradio.com and Humanitarian Radio Facebook, and let us know if there's somebody that we should know about, like Mike Precise, who might need our help or is doing something great out there for their community. That's Humanitarian Radio. Janie Beauclair.
I'm Tony St. Tone. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.